This is Christopher Daniels, and the gospel, according to the fallen angel, says that you are listening to the WTR Sunday night.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Jimmy Hart.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hey, you got Terry Funk here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Chris Yanni, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
And anything.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your host,
are there any assholes in the building?
Kevin Stein.
The head asshole in charge!
That boy is an asshole!
Mate.
Walter the Raven, 8 feet short.
Will.
Hey, yo.
And the Omega
of the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of this little network, leading the way, and we have a very thin group with us tonight. Just to start out the show, I hope. So, welcome, Mace.
Yeah, we've been gag ordered. One of us has been locked in the cellar. So, yeah, this is going to be a great night.
Yep, so no Alan. And welcome. Mr. Tim Stein.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know. I heard somebody screaming, "Let me out." I don't know. It was just, I thought we locked that cellar like with a soundproof door.
You can hear it from Mr. Tim Stein's home. The women
all
scratching and clawing at his door, crying. Finally, has to let them out.
Yeah. You're just so funny. Just like, you know, like a crutch. You're as funny as a crutch, Rich.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, you obviously never watched Happy Days.
God, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, don't you remember whenever Richie Cunningham said something Ralph Mouth didn't think was funny? Ralph would move, "Funny as a crutch, Rich."
Yes, and how funny was Ralph Mouth?
Yeah, a crutch isn't funny, right?
Uh-huh. And neither is Ralph Mouth, so don't compare yourself to him.
Hey! Don't pick on Ralphie Boy.
It's a pretty good comparison. Tim, Ralph, both not funny.
All right, who let the Aussie in? My God. Holy cow.
You lock one door, you leave another open.
Shit, I knew I should have gotten one of those electronic keyless entry lock things. Damn it. I blame Spud, mainly because he's not here yet. Mainly. But apparently somebody in the chat room thought it was Maverick locked in the basement. Oh, hell no. Trust me. One place he's not is in anybody's basement.
We tied him to a rocket and launched him to the moon last Friday night.
Yeah. In case you missed it, everybody, running the ropes and the Wild Talk Radio Network have parted ways. And I'd like to say it was mutual, but I get the feeling that somebody got wind of something and decided to bugger off before the door was made to, you know, hit him where the good Lord split him.
So that was how it went.
I'm assuming, because we weren't exactly private about it last week, especially, Hank. Gee, you know, I can't wait till he's done this interview so we can fire him. Yeah, no, we didn't say stuff.
It's top secret.
Oh, my God, yeah. The world's worst-kept secret since Ang Lee was voted worst director of a comic book movie.
I don't know. Still waiting on Yui Boll to get a hold of a comic book franchise.
Oh, God, let's hope not. I'm just saying. What? What are you whispering, Mr. Mumbler?
I'm just afraid. I hadn't thought of Yui Boll doing a comic book movie. I'm scared now.
Oh, my God.
It'll be one of the
next Spider-Man film.
shut your mouth.
No, wait. He's directing the Spider-Man musical.
Oh, God.
That couldn't get any worse.
Are you talking about that thing that's on Broadway that's been, like, cursed?
It got delayed a fifth time.
There's a curse on it.
Which did we bring up on RTL this week?
Yes, it's a curse called the Wire directors and the special effects artists are trying to kill the cast.
Well, yeah, how many members of the cast of that stupid thing during dress rehearsals and shit have already been injured? Somebody backed out because they fell off, whatchamacallit?
They've been through, okay, see, they injured the lead actress, they've been through three lead male actresses, actors.
Yeah.
I believe a stagehand also ate it too.
Huh. Absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, let's say we get the show on the road. Everybody, welcome to Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yes! The ravenous one, Randy Myers, will be invading the program in just a few moments. That's right. Not too long from now.
Demand pizza.
It's being demanded in the chat room, as a matter of fact. So that's always a good sign. So if you got a Facebook account and you want to hear Ravenous Randy, post something on the Facebook. You know, we'll see if you can draw any of your buddies in. And get him here. We're going to give everybody a couple of minutes to show up before we call Randy. You want to have to, you know, do it like right at the very top and all that stuff. I mean, after all, he's a superstar in his own right, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
Yeah. What do you think, Mace?
He waits.
Legend in his own lunchbox?
I don't know if Randy has a line of lunch boxes, but if he's got one, I bet you it's full of graham crackers.
Right.
What the hell? Anyway, why don't we just take a look really quickly at something here before we go to our first break of the night. CM Punk initiates the new members of his Nexus on last Monday night's Raw. We've got Mike McGillicuddy, Husky Harris, and David Otunga. For some reason, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater decided they didn't want to be initiated.
Yeah, they decided they didn't want to be beaten with a belt.
Yeah, well, can't really blame them. I mean, if you hit me with a belt and I'm going to hit you with a chair or something heavier. At least I'll try.
No, apparently CM Punk gave them some... It was supposed to be some Kirk versus Spock scenario where they'd just beat each other senseless for everyone's amusement.
Yeah, but the only problem was that there was no Tupring or even Tapau to say Croika.
I was going to make a Star Wars lightsaber reference, but I knew if I said a Star Trek reference, you'd prove what a dork you were.
Yeah, well, you're the one who started it, so who's the dork, the leader or the follower? You led me into it, you dork. Anyway, if you know what we're talking about, you know what language Croika belongs to, you should tune into a Talk to Talk Live Wednesday night to see how that works.
Wow. Croika could be doing it for years.
I know, it's just absolutely frightening. But anyway, this Friday night, or this past Friday night on SmackDown, Wade Barrett shows up and aligns himself with, yes, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater. They also bring in Ezekiel Jackson. Now, what's going on? Two Nexus factions?
Can we call it Nexus Hollywood by chance?
No.
Well, what about Nexus Black and White?
Well, you've got NWO, right? Nexus World Order? Maybe. Maybe not. Nexus 2.0? What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They something that pops a bit more.
Yeah, I think so. How about Wade Barrett's ass kissers? Maybe not. That's not quite so poppy. Anyway, which one of these two groups do you think stacks up better, CM Punk's or Wade Barrett's version?
Honestly, right now, I'm looking more toward Wade Barrett's version, if only because I do like the unity that the faction shows. I mean, you know, Gabriel and Slater weren't happy with how the Nexus was going. You know, they were saluting Punk right along with the rest of them. But as soon as they saw how it was going to go, they picked a stick with Barrett. And we know that's a solid unity. We know that's a team that's been around for a while now, that Wade has been a successful leader with them for many months, whereas CM Punk, he really only picked up David Otunga as far as, the bigger names in Nexus, because you've got McGillicuddy and Harris, who are from Season 2, who barely have done anything since joining the Nexus.
Uh-huh. Well, definitely. Makes you wonder just a tiny little bit. Taking a look at it, okay, let's tell tales out of school. We've talked about it. Who's going to be Undertaker's opponent in WrestleMania 27? Well, it got leaked out this past week, and it's been known in quieter circles for a little bit longer, that the plan is for Wade Barrett to be Taker's opponent at WrestleMania 27. Here's the thing. Wade Barrett on his own, does he seem like a potential viable threat to Undertaker for a WrestleMania match?
On his own, no. Because the strength of him has always been as a leader. So he does needs lackeys, to be quite frank.
So would it not make more sense to bring in another faction for him to lead, to make it seem like, oh, geez, okay, he's taking on Undertaker, but where the hell's the rest of Nexus 2.0 or like whatever you want to call me, ambiguously gay troop. I only say that. I only call him that because of Justin Gabriel. I mean, alternative lifestyles aside.
it's the new Spirit Squad.
So it makes you wonder, hey? Yeah.
It makes sense. The way it works out is because, okay, when we buried Undertaker, it was these members of Nexus that did it, who cares what Harris and McGillicuddy have done? They weren't there when it happened.
Yeah. So that's the whole situation there, of course. So we'll see what happens. But expect Wade Barrett to be bailed out on a regular basis by, I would put more money on Ezekiel Jackson right now than I would Gabriel or the Wendy's guy.
Now, why was it Wendy's guy?
Yeah, the Wendy's chick, Heath Slater.
Yeah, the Nexus Diva.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, why Ezekiel Jackson?
Because they don't have anything else for him?
Because they need to push the guy as something credible.
Okay, so you make him Wade Barrett's lackey.
Very
credible.
At least you got something for him to do. He can be the token bodyguard for Wade Barrett. You see how I did that, Omega? I see what I did there.
Yeah. Now, you have to use him. You have to use him properly, because you've got, the final WWE CW champion. He should be coming out with that belt going, I'm the final champion, I'm hardcore, and beating the hell out of everyone just to feel like it.
Yeah.
He's been around longer than Barrett has. He really has no reason to be lumped in with this group, other than, they have absolutely nothing for him.
Well, all we can do is basically watch and see what develops and what goes on here. But rumors are that Nexus is going to be getting a female member. How awesome would that be?
Which member? Which Nexus?
Monday Night Raw.
The Raw Nexus.
So let me give you another hint, or let me reiterate the hint, Omega. How awesome would that be?
Would that be like getting some sort of superstar?
Well, you know, yeah, I guess the rumored female professional wrestler could be considered a superstar. I figure. But anyway, yeah, there's the rumor. Monday Night Raw will see Nexus joined by Awesome Kong. I don't know what they're planning on calling her in WWE yet, but there it is. We got a whole bunch to cover and like 14 minutes in which to get it covered. So let's move on really quickly. Guys, gals, everybody, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, announced as the first inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame coming up the night before WrestleMania. What do you think about this, Omega? The timing good? What?
I don't know here. I mean, I've always had a problem with how fast the Hall of Fame kind of just pushes in superstar after superstar. You know, we've got, you know, 9 or 10 people going in per year. It just seems so overkill. It's like, it's almost to the point where, and at the same time, I can't help but wonder, maybe, you know, Shawn Michaels, yes, he's Hall of Fame deserving. Of course he is. But it seems like they're just doing it just to get him onto one more WrestleMania in a row, or to keep him on TV while he's still relevant and remembered, you know, and basically milk the most money off of him rather than, okay, it's an appropriate time, he's next in line, put him in. But at the same time, I can't help but wonder, maybe they're going through superstars so fast they have to use people that are still relatively new. Mace?
I'm of the frame of mind that it's like way too early to put the guy in. At least let him be retired for a little while before you go shoving him into the Hall of Fame and blowing yet another induction. Because, you know, they can't keep the old guys around forever, and there's not enough new guys today to actually fill a Hall of Fame, let alone actually get anywhere close to a nomination. So, Shawn Michaels, very deserving, but I wouldn't put him in just yet. But then again, WWE, we like to push things stupid directions. Yay, retards.
Jeez, you're just such an eloquent way of putting it.
I don't give a fuck.
Welcome to the show, Spug.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And yeah, he is.
He's been retired for a year at WrestleMania. At WrestleMania, he will have been retired for a year. Now, I'm not saying that you announce his induction as first thing. Shawn Michaels is the icing on the cake of the Hall of Fame class. I say you announce that one last, unless WWE has something up their sleeves and there's going to be some other big names. Because you can't, you know, who are you going to put in there after Shawn Michaels, you know? What names are you going to release that are going to be under Shawn Michaels? If you get Sting or somebody like that, that's asinine, dude. Sting is, you know...
Well,
Sting is a more marquee name than Shawn Michaels, in my opinion.
Ooh, I'm not sure I'd say that.
I would. I would, for the simple fact
that... I'd agree with Spug on that one.
I would, because Sting, one, never wrestled in the WWE. Maybe... Just hear me out, hold on. Sting never wrestled in the WWE, for one. Two, Sting made his name, or helped make his name, on stages away from the WWE spotlight, and still managed to get a worldwide recognition from that.
Well, you know, your points are very good and very valid, Spug, and I just disagree with the way that you put it forth, with the way you worded it, pretty much. I wouldn't say more marquee, because Sting has never been in WWE.
Okay, so
Let me finish this whole thing so I don't forget my train of thought. Shawn Michaels was one of five core individuals that worked their asses off to keep WWF at the time afloat during their competition with WCW. And, yeah, I know, some people are going to be getting a little bit of a chuckle out of me, yours truly, Tim Stein, defending Shawn Michaels. Listen, I'm objective enough, okay, I can separate my thoughts and opinions from on an individual from, you know, the reality of that individual's career, unlike other people. So, chuckle if you want, Rock. Jackass. Anyway.
So, wait a minute, hold on.
What?
Because Sting didn't wrestle in the WWE, his name, is it marquee? Is that what you're telling me? The way you worded that about Shawn Michaels and Sting was that because Shawn Michaels wrestled in the WWE and Sting didn't, Sting's name wasn't as big. It wasn't as marquee. So you're telling me what you're saying, if I got your train of thought right and the way you worded it correct, is that guys like Ric Flair, Harley Race, Dusty Rhodes, and so on and so forth, because that they started and finished their career in areas other than the WWE and made their name in places that weren't involved with the WWE, aren't nearly as marquee as somebody like Shawn Michaels. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying, because you interrupted before I had a chance to finish what I was saying. Shawn Michaels was more important to the WWE than Sting was to WCW at the time, because Sting was part of an integral group that was regularly kicking Vince's ass on a weekly basis. All right.
I'm just talking about the Monday Night Wars, though, Tim.
Yeah, okay, just let me finish, okay? It's the perception of the general wrestling fan, not all of us smart marks in the internet wrestling community and the hardcore people who keep hitting the websites all the time and stuff like that and think that pay-per-views should be written for them to make sense to all of us. I'm talking about the general casual wrestling fan, all right? And here it is. I'm not saying that Shawn is so much bigger and more important than Sting. I'm not saying that at all. I'm disagreeing with your wording of what you said. And basically, it's my belief that you're saying that Sting would be a bigger deal. Yes and no. Again, it's more immediate with the WWE fans with Shawn Michaels. And here's the thing. The majority of the WWE fans, right, they don't follow TNA. And Vince and WWE have always done everything they could, especially during the wars, to promote the fact that WCW fans and WWE fans are two different groups of people. And that was like 40% correct. Only 40% correct. Sting has been with a company that is viewed by a Nielsen ratings average of 1.1, whereas Shawn Michaels has been dealing, been working with a company that's getting a Nielsen ratings average of 3.6.
And what the fuck does Nielsen ratings have to do with the guy himself?
Yeah, what is Nielsen ratings?
Let's finish without the interruptions, and I'm getting to it. It would be a huge deal to announce Sting, but here's the thing. Shawn Michaels, you announce him now so you can start selling tickets this weekend. If you wind up getting Sting and he agrees, you make him your grand announcement, like your very last inductee, before the Hall of Fame ceremonies. And that rekindles the interest in it. It would be huge, especially it's in Atlanta this year. It would be giant freaking enormous. Now, I'm looking at it from one point of view, I think, whereas you're looking at it from that, you know, that other side of the same coin. They're both huge deals. Personally, I think it's too early for Shawn Michaels to go in there. I mean, he just had his last match last year. Jeez, all right, fine, make it a bigger deal. Don't say, okay, come back, you know, 12 months from now, I'll put you in the hall. No, give him 2 or 3 years. And if you've got Sting, then you make him the marquee, because you're not going to get anybody bigger than Sting or Shawn Michaels this year.
Well, part of the talk is that they're going to get, that they want to get the LOD. They want to get Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, because
yep.
it's in Atlanta,
yep.
which I'm fine yep. with. You know, there are plenty of big names to induct. I think you missed part of my point was that unless you've got somebody bigger than Shawn Michaels, like a Sting, like a Macho Man Randy Savage, then you don't announce Shawn first. You don't announce that name first. That's a big mistake on WWE's part. And furthermore, to go back to what you were saying real quick, Nielsen ratings and the fact that the dude was in TNA or the Monday Night Wars don't mean shit, because how many times across the country did Shawn Michaels wrestle for an hour or more in time limit draws? I'm not even talking matches he won. I'm talking time limit draws. This dude, Sting, who is probably one of the most underrated professional wrestlers in the history of the business. And whether you like TNA, WCW, doesn't matter. You can agree with that as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a question really quickly here. It concerns both Shawn and Sting, and
okay.
You've already proven that you're the person to give this answer. All right, Shawn Michaels, big deal. They did it for the immediate pot to sell tickets starting this weekend. Okay, that's why they announced him first, and that's the bean counters in charge again. How are we going to get the huge ticket sales right off the top so we can see the money now? Let's announce our biggest fucking inductee. Which one of these two, and everybody can answer this, but Spug, I want to hear from you first. Which one of these two would be the bigger wow factor?
Shawn Michaels or Sting?
Yeah.
Sting.
Okay.
Sting, for the simple fact of when the buyout happened, when WCW got bought out by WWF, WWFE at the time, Sting, it had been heavily reported and rumored that Sting was offered a large sum of money to join the WWF, and he turned it down.
Yeah.
And went another way. And so Shawn Michaels is still fairly fresh in the mind of most fans of the WWE because
mm-hmm.
of he's only been gone a year. You have somebody
yep.
like Sting, who has not been seen on WWF television, who at last glance had a bad relationship with Vince as far as the casual fan was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And you are talking about the home of WCW, the home of the NWA for a very long time in Atlanta, Georgia, where you're holding WrestleMania, where you're going to have your Hall of Fame induction, and where guys like Sting, Flair, the LOD, and whatnot built their name, you get
mm-hmm.
a guy like Sting, that's a bigger wow factor than Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels, to the average WWE fan, is, oh, ho-hum, about time. Sting, you get Sting in there, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. Omega, do you agree? Disagree? Why?
Agree with one annotation. You're right.
Well, then,
if you're talking sheer wow factor, then yeah, it's Sting, because no one would know, no one would have ever expected, especially to induct someone who was pretty much, you know, one of the chief reasons for WWE struggling in the 90s and being number two in the 90s. On the other hand, since this is a WWE crowd you are targeting here, they don't have the kind of attachment to Sting that they do to Shawn Michaels. The wow factor would be there, but the draw isn't as big as a Shawn Michaels is. Yes, it's, it's about time Shawn Michaels was in the Hall of Fame, of course, because everyone would be thinking that as soon as the guy retired. But even with the expectation, you're still going to hit more people that will want to see it.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mason.
I agree. Sting is a big draw for the Hall of Fame, most definitely, because your main bulk of your fans who tune in for the Hall of Fame and buy the tickets to go see it and everything aren't the casual little 12-year-olds that the WWE caters to. This is something that caters to the hardcore wrestling fan. And what have they been clamoring for at least the last 5-plus years? Sting. They want Sting him in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the top 3 nominations by the fans every year, the other two being Randy Savage and the Ultimate Warrior.
And Rick Rude. Don't forget Rick Rude.
True. But I most times when I've seen people going, who would you like to see in the Hall of Fame? Top 3 names I've always seen. Sting, Savage, Warrior.
Yeah.
Rude, on the other hand, he deserves his spot, and I hope he gets him one day, most definitely. But with the Sting, this would be your building point for this whole WCW scene that they've been wanting to do over the last couple of years. You could get some of your lower-end WCW guys. You'd probably get Lex Luger if you decide not to give him a tight T-shirt. And, you know, you could build a theme night around Sting and WCW.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd like to see happen. But, you know, WWE, they don't seem to think anything. They seem to be wanting to shove their own guys down our throats rather than who we'd actually like to see go into this thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Let's put this discussion on hold because I want to come back to Shawn Michaels heading to the Hall of Fame. Greg Helms tweeted and had a couple of
Are we really going to give that little tosspot the fucking time of day?
I really wish that dude would quit putting his foot in his fucking mouth.
Yeah, well, we're gonna
professional wrestling.
We're gonna give everybody on the panel a chance to make fun of his tweet. Including Chris Jericho. There you go. Just a little bit. But right now, everybody, we got to take our first break of the evening. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. On the other side of the break, we're calling the ravenous one, Randy Myers, live on the air. Stay tuned. If you haven't done so yet, tell everybody, Ranarchy is about to rule on Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Coming soon to the Wild Talk Radio Network, a show that honors all the men and women who have sacrificed their lives, a show that pays respect, and a show that pays tribute to us. That's right. Join us as we pay tribute to ourselves, as we hand out awards for the best show moment, best phone call, and even best show. We will also be paying tribute to one of our own by handing out the WTR Lifetime Achievement Award. Join us in the coming weeks for the first ever WTR Awards right here only on WildTalkRadio.com.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when WTR roasts Tim Stein.
Tim Stein is also not Jewish. It's horrible to assume the man is Jewish just because his name is Stein. You know, maybe that isn't even his real name. It's probably Goldstein or Steinberg. You don't know. He'd tell you himself if he were here tonight. And I'm told he's taking the day off for some holiday of his. I don't remember what it's called, but he pronounced it with a...
Tim really does work hard at making the WTR network what it is.
seriously, I'm not joking. Somebody pay this guy. He's like 65 years old. He needs retirement. He gets retirement. We get less Tim Stein. It's win-win, gang. Come on.
Happy birthday. You suck. You suck. You suck so bad. That's not true. You don't actually suck. You more or less blow. You've got a perfect face for gay porn, or at least a perfect mouth. That's what JJ tells me.
He's also not a pervert. The last couple of years, he had a wonderful and healthy relationship. And he stayed with her every night, constant, wild sex. You know, it's sad when they had to break up, because he couldn't find the puncture repair kit. Don't get me wrong, they tried to patch things up, but Tim just couldn't bear the sight of her anymore. Not with a duct tape holding her neck closed.
Tune in to all the great programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, as you never know what will happen next.
This is Mate, the overworked co-host of Wrestle Talk Radio, OWW Radio, Otaku Talk Live, the offside producer, Cindy's Cleaning Boy, Building Diana, Advertising Guru, Bugs Bong Holder, Drink Runner, Omega's Transformer Record Keeper, and Back in the Book, all here on wildtalkradio.com. If you decide to listen to a show that features a bit of the old-fashioned ultra-violence, people getting their heads kicked in, bones broken, and bloody crazy fights, then come on over and listen to Tap Outs to Knockouts live in the archive section of wildtalkradio.com.
Mate, it's not all about the bloody stuff and the ultra-violence. Hey, this is Fuzz from Tap Outs to Knockouts. And if you want to hear the news, results, the technical side of MMA, check us out on wildtalkradio.com in the archive section. And oh yeah, we do have the bloody stuff.
And now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. Hey! What are you guys doing in here? Get back to sleeping.
Yo, I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to Wild Talk. That's why they're trying to cage me.
Jesus Christ, Superstar? Was that song? Is that what that was?
Don't you know Jesus Christ, Superstar?
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, I remember when that thing first came out as a movie, never mind the play. Jesus
don't,
Christ, Superstar.
Don't you be knocking Jesus Christ, Superstar. No.
Dude, give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair. I wouldn't knock Jesus Christ, Superstar. Trust me, it's a great movie. It's a,
Have you ever seen it on like Broadway or a playhouse?
No, I haven't seen it as a play. I saw it as a movie.
It's better as a theatrical production. It's way better as a theatrical production.
I'm absolutely positive of it. But speaking of superstars, why don't we make a phone call right now?
Should we call my other boyfriend?
You're gonna get to talk to Randy. You wanna talk to Randy's book?
I wanna talk to my other boyfriend. I'm gonna tell
him
something fluffy.
Yeah, I warned him about you. Alright, I think yeah, let's punch in the numbers and give him a call, y'all here. We're talking about the one and only Ravenous Randy Myers, trying to get him on the phone. There's the ring.
Yo, yo, mom.
Hello.
Yeah. Entering the studio, originally from Kalamazoo, Michigan,
standing, 6'4", weighing 227 pounds, the ravenous one, Randy Myers!
You weren't expecting that, were you, Rep?
No, wow, look at that. Now that's a lot. No, that's pretty awesome.
We
recognize this song. Wait a second.
What's that?
I said, hey, we can recognize this song. Wait a second.
Well, we try to be as unprofessional as possible here, you know.
Oh, excellent. Well, on that note, I am now residing from right here in Danger City, where the grass is burnt and the girls are gritty.
Danger City, where the grass is burnt and the girls are gritty. Got it. We'll update our notes. It's been a little while since you and I have run into each other. Randy,
well,
let me just tell
while.
You. Yeah, let me tell you who's on the panel right now. From, we call it the penis-shaped state. He's from Florida. His name is the Omega. Omega, say hello to my friend, Ravenous Randy Myers.
Hi, Randy. Good to finally meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you as well. How'd you get a name like that? The Omega.
My mom's a hippie. It just happens sometimes.
Really?
He's the
He's the Alpha, he's the Omega?
Exactly.
I used that one actually last night. I called myself the Alpha, the Omega, the Nintendo, and the Sega.
All right, so that's the Omega in Florida, and hailing from the land, I call him the Thunder from Down Under. Yes, he is in Australia, a professional wrestler and referee in his own right. We call him the Mace Thing. Say hey to Mace.
Hey, Mace, what's going on?
Not much, bro. What about yourself?
No, not a whole lot, guy. I'm doing a radio interview with him right now, just meeting some dude from Australia.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
No. Seems like a bit of a prick, but I don't know him too well, so.
And, of course, I warned you about him, and I told him to be on his best behavior. I know you remember this guy from Ohio. In fact, if I remember correctly, it's Medina, Funky Cold Medina, Ohio. The one, the only, the guy who considers you to be one of his few man crushes. The Spud
Guy. Oh, okay. That's just fine. Everyone's got to have a couple.
I want to wrap you in a Snuggie and watch you know, like, some chick flick.
Oh, that's chick flick. I don't know. You might sell me more on a horror movie or some zombies or something. That's
we could cuddle up in a Snuggie and eat Haagen-Dazs and watch, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's a nice romantic movie.
I'm down.
See?
There you go. Just be careful, because Randy gets excited, and he's known to kick people in the junk by accident.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm a pretty good guy on the most part, as long as the ref's not looking, you know? It's all good.
Hey, I've got video proof that you did that. J.J. Sexy, when he was doing some announcing in the ring, you invited yourself to his place, and then you need him in the nards. You remember that?
Yeah, this could very well be true.
Wait.
Nobody
hit
nobody,
JJ in the nuts?
Nobody
yeah,
said
he,
JJ it, didn't have it coming.
Okay, well, the deal is the deal
mad
is
respect.
Okay, so.
Mad respect.
I do my own ring announcing. You know, I find I have my own calling towards doing that, and he took it upon himself to try and announce me, and I didn't feel that was right, so I kind of gave him a little sort of what was for, you know, where it was at.
Good.
Any ring... Any ring announcer worth a salt knows just to hand the mic to Randy and let him go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Then we can all be friends.
Yeah, and it's all good. It's a lot of fun. One thing that I completely regret during his run with Bill Dolph's version of Stampede Wrestling is that I never got a chance to get kneed in the nuts. You know, ring announcer.
You know, we can make that happen. You don't necessarily need to be ring announcing to be kneed in the nuts by the Ravenous One.
Yeah, well, you know, it just wouldn't be quite as special, Randy. You know what I mean?
Doesn't quite have the same chutzpah.
It doesn't. You know, there's just something special about you grabbing the mic out of the guy's hand and then narding him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll see.
Though some of us on this show would still appreciate the effort.
just be careful, Randy. In Tim's age, things tend to fall off like he has leprosy. So you may
okay,
have to
okay.
get a hold You may have to get a hold of the Crypt Keeper to put Tim back together when you're done.
That's okay. I've just had a couple questions for the Crypt Keeper myself.
Yeah, Randy knows exactly how old I am. I mean, geez, come on. Speaking about that, Randy, the last time you and I had a chance to yap at each other, you were wrestling for Bill Bell's version of Stampede Wrestling, and that was back in, March of 2008.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, yes. That's true. Yeah, that was right when it was, right before it was closing down, actually. That was right near the end of its final.
Yeah, right
now we're doing CWA, right here in Calgary at the Century Casino, and we run once a month. And you can check PWA.com or find us on Facebook. That's the Prairie Wrestling Alliance, as I know there's probably 500 million PWAs out there. So Prairie Wrestling Alliance.
And you run one show a month in Calgary, but you also run one show a month in Edmonton too, don't you?
You're damn skippy, we do.
So
if you're up in that end of the world, go check us out there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, not just that, but you also wrestle for another promotion from time to time out closer to the left coast, don't you?
Oh, that would be true. I wrestle for Extreme Canadian Championship Wrestling. So that's out, like you said, out in Vancouver, and they run also Surrey and Abbotsford, and I believe they've got some shows coming out in Victoria and some other place, too. Sorry for the bad advertising, but I love them out there, so they'll understand.
That's okay. We'll get it figured out. We're more focused on Prairie Wrestling Alliance.
There you go.
Yeah, Kurt, how do you pronounce his last name? Sorokin? Sorokin?
Sorokin. He prefers So Rockin', but yeah, Sorokin. Just get it fast.
Well, you see, I had to get you to actually say it because our producer, we call him Rock and Sock. He also goes by the nickname Sir Rockin'.
Oh, was it Marilla? Yeah. Okay.
So
I'm sure he would appreciate that too.
Yeah, so it was, it's kind of funny as far as I'm concerned, but...
Actually, on the surfing, so is it considered like a knight? Was he ever knighted by anyone?
Yes, he was.
He was knighted?
He was?
I don't remember him being knighted. Rock, were you?
By who?
Rock was knighted by the Queen of Nigeria. He is knighted.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. I, myself... Actually, last year at Prairie Wrestling Alliance's annual Night of Champions, which is a big event, we had none other than King Booker in, and I was backstage, and I was having a fan bring the weapons match, and a fan had brought a toy sword from home. So I thought, none other than get on my knee in front of King Booker, the only time I was on my knees in front of King Booker, make that known, and asked him if he would do the honor of knighting me Sir Ravenous One, and that he did. So from that point forward, I consider myself a knight. I came home and I told my friend, so excited, over the moon about it. All he does was, he says, you're not a knight until you've been knighted by Jerry the King Lawler. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make it happen. So that's my goal for this year, is to be knighted by Jerry the King Lawler so I can consider myself a full knight.
Yeah. Hey, I got one name for you, Randy, and I'm doing this so I can basically set up the story. You and I were messing around with Stampede Wrestling for a very short length of time at the same time, but in that very short amount of time, you and I wound up able to regale people as of right now with like hours upon hours of stories. But I've got one name for you, and I'm just going to let you tell the story. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, I had a show where I was supposed to wrestle One Gold Dust, and I was very excited. It was a while ago when I hadn't had a Papillion wrestle a lot of names. So I was over the moon excited. I like to use that expression. Let's try and find another one. If you guys got a better one, throw it at me. But that'll go for now. So I was so excited about it. And then he wasn't able to make the show. I don't know exactly what happened on his end, but so then I got in the ring and I decided, you know what? Nobody's ever stood up to Ravenous One before, and I'm going to make a point that no one ever stands up to Ravenous One again. So I went out there, and in the middle of the ring, I gave out his phone number and prank phone called One Gold Dust. and tore into him. He was going to hear my promo whether he liked it or not.
As you cut a promo over the cell phone in the middle of the ring during the Bad News Allen tribute show at Spray Lakes Arena in Cochrane, and spent a good 15 minutes getting the crowd to call Goldust all the names that they could think of.
Well, indeed I did. But it was always, it's always good fun. But like I said, no one ever stands up the Ravenous One, and nobody ever has again.
Yeah, well, that's just one of a whole bunch of things that I remember every time I hear your name. It just makes me laugh my head off. Working at PWA. Has anybody stood you up there? You ever had to call anybody out?
Anyone at PWA, I'll call out anyone. I call out people all the time on stuff. Good guys, bad guys. What are you talking about? Right now I'm actually in a feud with T-Bone Jack Sloan. And I had at my birthday party, November 26th, we had a show, which just so happens to be the Ravenous One's birthday party, or the Ravenous One's birthday. So what did I say? I said, you know what? We're going to have him throw me the best birthday party of all time, right there in the middle of the ring. I'm going to have cakes, I'm going to have balloons, I'm going to have clowns, I'm going to have the streamers, I'm going to have birthday presents, I'm going to have it all. So I stood there, everything's running smooth. I have my match, I win against one Derek Cross, and then the birthday party starts. Clowns come out, balloons come out, cake comes out, Kirk comes out to give me presents. Next thing you know, one of the clowns rips off his wig and mask, revealing none other than T-Bone Jack Sloan. He attacks me, goes to throw the cake in my face. I duck out of the way, levels Kirk for rocking. So not only did he ruin a very, very big and very, very beautiful devil food cake, which broke my heart, but it threw Kirk's very, very lovely suit.
Well, that was just...
My party, most importantly.
That was miserable of Jack Sloan to do that. Again, T-Bone, you know, for as long as I've known, T-Bone was never the nicest of guys.
No, I figure nobody's ever thrown him a birthday party before, so when he saw someone having one, he was a little bit jealous, so...
Yeah, talking about cakes and all this other stuff, I just got this sudden flashback of pizza, man.
Indeed, pizza's always good for a celebration.
Especially when you win the North American heavyweight title, huh?
Yes, well, I was with Stampede Wrestling. One of my vows was that when, not if, but when I won the Stampede Wrestling North American Heavyweight Championship, that I was going to buy each and every fan in attendance pizza. And then one night, I was lucky enough to score a pinfall against all the odds. And then I did the unthinkable, but the very doable, and bought each and every fan pizza.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember Dirty Duke Durango gave me two slices. I don't know what the significance of that was.
You got two slices. Look at that.
I got two slices. One was
wow.
The lion and... The other one was the pepperoni one. But here's the question for you. Do you remember who it was you were scoring off against?
I was wrestling against Chris Steele.
Chris Steele. Is he still wrestling? Are the two of you, have you guys made up in PWA?
No, actually, that was quite a bitter feud that took up until October this past year of 2010 to finally, you know, for the Colts to finally settle out. So, yeah, no, we've had, since then, we've had quite a bunch of matches. We've had Falls Count Anywhere. We've had fans bring the weapons. We've had a cage match. We actually had a match up in Edmonton the year before this year's Night of Champions, which was, which featured Mick Foley as a special guest referee.
We've
done it all.
Awesome stuff. I think Omega has a question for you now here.
What do you got for me, brother?
We've got so many good stories here from the Stampede days, but what's it like working the indie scenes right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now it's pretty awesome. Like, I can't say enough good things about PWA and their strong roster. I wish we could get ourselves more on the map, but right now we're just trying to do what we do as best we can. We recently acquired Matt Storm as a booker, which is a big coup for us. and we're trying to get more and more shows around Alberta. As for out in D.C., like I said, I can't say enough good things about ECCW. They've got a bunch of guys with extreme talent, no pun intended, or maybe it is. Take it as you like it. Yeah, I know it's great. So I love being a wrestler. Like, I mean, there's hard times, there's ups and downs, as everyone knows, but that's in anything. But how many people could actually say they truly love doing what they do and praise to do it all the time?
It's good. The indie scene in Alberta, specifically Calgary and Edmonton, is still very active, and there's still a lot of interest in.
Oh, definitely.
What would you say the average attendance is in Calgary and Edmonton?
Last night I was surprised. Like, we normally do fairly well, but like if we're doing around the 300 mark, we're pretty happy. But last night I was surprised. I think it was well at 400 and some. On such a bitterly cold night, so I was really happy to see all the anarchists turn out in such hordes.
Now, Randy, I have a question. You're from Kalamazoo originally, correct?
Yes, correct.
Why the hell would you want to leave the land of civilization for Canada?
I always wanted to wrestle. I've always been a big fan of the Hart family, and I knew that I've always heard of the Dungeon, and I've always had like goals to go there, and so when I was of age, that's what I did.
Oh,
decided, you know what? Wamo, right to the Dungeon.
Yeah,
and then I've been cold ever since. Not that I wasn't cold there, but colder ever since.
Yeah, I should have warned you ahead of time. Spud, being the stereotypical American, is not a fan of Canada.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
It's like a lost apartment over a really great party.
Spoken like a true person who's never partied.
Oh, that's actually, but you know what, like, the water arises, right? So, you know, like, there's some pretty good stuff going on up here, too. And also, like, where were you doing, like, maybe if you get a little too injured after your party, so you don't have to worry about paying for it or anything?
I have health insurance. I'm not worried about it anyway.
Hey, listen, I'm an independent wrestler. Do you think I can afford any sort of insurance?
I've been in the ring. I know. I've heard myself in the ring. I know what it's like.
Yeah, there you go.
I know what it's like. But all right. You obviously have great stories. You can obviously tell stories. So now here's one. You better make it good, because we've had some doozies in the past. What is the best rib that you have ever pulled, seen pulled, or had pulled on you?
Oh, man. There's so many. I don't know. There's lots of people, but I'm not. I'm a baby face through and through. So bottom line, my best rib story doesn't probably actually pulling the trigger. But I think the setup is pretty damn good. Let's see if you feel the same. So I'm on my way to BC, as I am a lot of the time in the summer, with a car full of my favorite boys from Calgary. And you get bored from time to time on the road, and you look through your phone list, and you say, you know, who deserves a call right now? So I looked up this one number, and it was this one student I knew from Calgary. Nice enough kid, but you know what? Green in the business, and I thought he deserved a phone call. So what I did was I put on an accent like this. See, I said, so I call him up and I say, hey, I'm interested. I heard you're a pretty good worker, and I'm interested in you coming out to Ontario. I run a promotion out here in Ontario. What I want you to do is I want you to fly yourself out here, and once you get here and you work my show, then I'll pay for your plane ticket back, and then it'll all work out. I've been screwed by some of the other butterfuck guys before. And I ain't gonna fly out another crew of guys just to have them fuck me. So if you fly yourself out here, I have no problem reimbursing you once you arrive. So what I did, is I arranged for him to get the plane ticket, go to fly himself out there, and I had another guy on the other end who I was gonna rib as well. So I called up the other guy as a different promoter, or the same voice, the different promoter saying, hey, I was wondering if you could do me a favor. Pick this kid up at the Toronto airport, drive him down to Chicago for me,
we'll get both of you to work on the show. Once you get down here, that'll be the gas there. See, I set it all up. I set it all up for this to happen. But like I said, like, I got the heart of gold, and I couldn't finally pull the trigger, but I had to get Kenny Beaton out of my hand. I was getting him to do the, I was telling him he was going to do a karate gimmick, and then we were going to have girls having the first ever girls stripper barbed wire match on the show, and it was going to be over the top. So he thought he was wrestling in, the first kid thought he thinks he's wrestling in Toronto, the other guy thinks he's picking him up and driving him to Chicago. That's my rip story.
It would have been so much better if you could have pulled the trigger.
Yeah, it would have been better. I know. And everyone I tell that story to kind of like, I've been hit by wrestler's chalk, just had my hat snapped off me from not pulling the trigger. Just, I don't know. Like I said, too much of baby face.
Would have been so much better if you could have pulled the trigger to get
you. I know, huh? It would have been...
Toronto. Oh, right.
I mean, what would they say when they got to the border? Like, what would these two have said to each other? They're not driving from the airport to Toronto. They're driving fucking to the border. They get to the border. Hey, what are you doing there? What are you guys going to do in the States? This kid's like, I don't know what's going on. First of all, this kid was from Australia, actually.
Even better. He has no fucking clue.
No.
You should have done it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's my soft side. It may be a weakness, what can I say?
Listen, I'm a big enough dickhead where I would have pulled the trigger on it.
Well, it's your risk. If anyone wants it out there in internet land, feel free.
Oh my God, now I have to figure out how to do this. Oh, priceless. This is going to be great.
Oh my God.
As long as you do it, you'll try to do it with a horrible, gruff, bad New York or Boston accent.
One of my best friends lives in Boston.
Oh, God.
There you go.
And he's all Ka and Pac and all of that. Oh, my God.
You can imagine. You can do it.
Oh, I could probably pull it off.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
God. Yeah, I knew that it would probably be a bad idea to let you regale Spud with some stories.
Yeah.
All right, now, Tim said you wrestled in a cage match.
Yeah, I've been in a cage a couple of times.
All right, the last time I was in a cage, the guy I was working in, I had the bright idea of, let's do a spot on the top of the cage. Let's work up there and, we'll both knock each other off, fall back in the ring and we'll take it home from there. And we're working, and we're set up and I've got him up on the top and I'm acting like I'm going to superplex him and he hooks his foot around and it's one of the old school,
The blue cages?
Yeah, one of the old school steel tubing cages, not the fence.
Okay, yeah. No, I like those.
Yeah, so he hooks his foot along the top, and he punches me, I punch him back, he acts like he's going to fall back, and he falls to the side, he catches me, with a kick, and he falls. Well, when I fell, I didn't look where I was going, and hit the top rope, and ping-pong in between the top rope and the middle rope and the cage to the floor, and there's only about a foot and a half space in between the ropes and the cage. Have you ever done anything that stupid inside of a steel cage?
I don't know if I had anything go that awry for myself inside a steel cage, but when I was wrestling my opponent in my last steel cage was Chris Steele, and we did the spot where he came at me, and I threw him up into the cage, boom, and he hits. And he went between the cage, like you say, he went between the cage and the thing to the floor, between the ring and the floor. So, yeah, I get the feeling of not being too sure about what you're dealing with in the cage and exactly the limitations of the cage. Like, you know the limitations of your body, but you assume a steel cage is going to withstand more than that, and sometimes you'd be surprised.
I've seen some pretty flimsy steel cages.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
some scary ones. I did the leg drop off the, not the quite top, but like the last, right before the top. And I was up there, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, why do I think this is worth this? But it was cool.
You know, the one thing I've learned, and I'm sure Mace has throughout the his time in the wrestling business, and I'm sure you have too, is that the back can be really unpredictable. Have you ever had any moments when you were sitting in the back where something broke out when you were like, fuck this?
No, you know, I'm pretty much game for whatever. But yeah, it is kind of hard. Sometimes you say that in your head, but you say, oh, kind of not a long one, but you know what I mean?
Right. You
say yes when you know better.
the last promotion I worked for a steady length of time for, we ended up having a brawl in the back between the old owner and the new owners.
And
it pretty much split the locker room in two. And I'm talking like a full-on fist fight that went out into the arena. You know?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like that or been through anything like that in your time in the business?
You know, the locker rooms I've been part of for the most part have been really good, and I haven't seen, there's the odd time, you know what I mean, where people obviously get heated or whatever, or feel that they're not being treated fairly. But for the most part, the promoters I've worked for have tried to make the boys pretty happy and have been friends with the boys, and it's been not too bad. Like, I haven't been too much of cookie locker rooms, and the few I have been in, I haven't liked. You know, I'm a big fan of just, like, camaraderie and stuff like that. It is, whether fans like a feat or that, or even whether the boys like a feat or not, it is a team sport. We're all in it for the same goal, and just to entertain the fans and to put on the best show possible. So if we can all just work together and kind of put our egos aside for a second, that's obviously the best. But, yeah, no, I've seen, like, some guys, like, I mean, I put my fist through a wall before, after being told, like, I mean, I have a temper, and that's something I know I have to work on and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. Probably the biggest bags I've seen in the locker room have come from me, sadly.
Come from me.
Yeah.
That's like saying, I kind of suck at life. My bad.
Yeah, no way. Come on. I didn't say that. What I said was that I have a temper, and I'm trying to work at it. And I just said I had a temper, so can't you leave me alone for a fucking second?
See, this is why I love Randy. This is why, if it were humanly possible, I'd have his babies.
I do that. The future is bright, my friend.
Randy, tell me that would be an absolute impossibility. Please tell me that.
I don't know. I might, you know, like, the world might need more anarchists one day. You know? I'm one of a kind, but yet last of a dying breed, so there needs to be lots more sequels. I wouldn't look at them as children, I'd look at them as sequels.
You go, Omega, you got something?
Oh, God.
That's what I'm going to start calling my daughter now, the sequel.
Awesome. Yeah, isn't that tough? I want to name my kid Randy 2, and then I want the middle name to be, like, Secret of the Ooze or something like that. Like, it's like a trailer. Like, this time he's not taking no for an answer. Or, like, maybe even, like, a chocolate bar. Like, this time with Midget. And he'll just carry around Midget everywhere he goes.
Oh, my goodness. Omega, you got anything to chime in with?
I don't know if I can top that. I don't want to have his babies.
That's okay. I'm not for everyone.
A thin candy shell and a pretzel inside.
Yeah, there you go. Randy, we call Omega is known as the plastic addict. You can ask him why.
But what is it? The elastic addict?
The plastic addict.
Yes, the elastic addict.
The elastic addict. Oh, yes. Big underwear fan.
Fantastically manic? What is it?
The plastic addict.
The plastic addict. Okay.
Yes.
You're just into plastic?
Kind of. I'm a bit of a toy dork.
Oh, I'm cleaning my CM Punk right now. As we speak, the hair kind of rubbed off from too much play, so we're cleaning it back.
Yeah, but tell them what
ball
toy
that'd work.
Yeah, there you go. Tell them what toy.
What kind of toys are we getting? Kinky here or something? What's going on?
It's just this one big room of Transformers.
Oh, sick! That's awesome.
So,
my budget doesn't think so.
Well, you know what? Like, everyone's got a geek out for something, right?
Right.
Don't be fair. Some people just don't admit it. People are just like, no, not me. Too cool. No, me, I'm a geek.
I bet you're a
geek
for something.
Yeah, no, for sure. Everyone is. Everyone's got like a poster, or some guy that they idolize, or some man crush, or a comic book, or something that they need and that they just geek out for. And if you don't, then that's sad.
Yeah, just before he came on, I caught Tim quoting obscure Star Trek languages.
Yes, exactly. That's bizarre. And to me, that makes him a geek. But that's okay. You know what I mean? We're all geeks.
Yeah, I'm a geek for Star Trek. It's no secret here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. Attaboy.
Are you a geek for anything, Randy? What do you geek out?
Well, obviously professional wrestling. Like I said, I'm training my wrestling figure right now. I'm not like a comic book geek, I wouldn't say, but I do like go in there like three or four times a month and just pick up whatever I kind of see. There's nothing I need except for Tank Girl, but I love this.
Awesome.
I'm a geek. I love Dexter. Like I tons of stuff. You know what I mean? Super Nintendo. Tons of stuff.
Super Nintendo. There's your Super Nintendo boy right there, Omega.
God, I miss the Super Nintendo. I have six buttons. That's all I need.
Yeah, they're definitely too complicated otherwise. I walked into my cell phone place and I got my new cell phone in, and I'm like, what's the least complicated cell phone you have? Because I just don't want to get lost while I'm fucking trying to make a phone call. Freaking, sorry. Is that a children's show? Am I censored or what's the deal?
No, you're not censored.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay, cool. Well, that's that then. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not a big guy on I'm not against technology. I don't think it likes me. I think it's a love hate relationship.
Could be worse. I got an iPhone for my anniversary.
Okay.
And literally, my wife my old phone died like a month or so before I got my iPhone. We got my iPhone a couple of weeks before the anniversary, and then our actual anniversary day, my wife's like, oh, I got you a present, but you have to wait till the end of the day to get it. I'm like, that's fine. I'm at work, a motor blows on one of the mowers, and I'm going to take a picture of it to send to my boss, and I drop my phone and spiderweb the screen all the way up.
Oh.
I get home, and she's like, here you go, happy anniversary, and it's that like $50 awesome, indestructible iPhone case.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no.
Yeah.
That's brutal, dude.
Gee, thanks, honey.
I was like, I so could have used that, like, you know, 6-7 hours ago.
Yes.
Hilarious. Randy, just before we called, we got into a little bit of a debate there with Shawn Michaels being the first inductee into the 2011 WWE Hall of Fame. Just out of curiosity, what do you think? Is it too soon for Shawn to be named, or is this the right time? What?
Well, I know that, like, WWE, they have a lot of, they've already inducted so many of the big names, you know, like the top guys in the industry. And each year they definitely have to have one of those cement top guys that's going to be the draw for WrestleMania. And I'm not saying there weren't other guys they could have gone with. I'm just saying, Shawn's a solid draw. Last year he was, he had his last match at WrestleMania. I'm not saying, I don't know, you could do this two kinds of thought. I would love to see him stay inducted in 5 years, just so in 5 years again, I could pay off, it'd be nice if he's paying homage to him again, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I, what, I, these are show showstopper. He's Mr. WrestleMania. What would a WrestleMania be without Shawn Michaels? Involved somehow, you know what I mean? Whether it be Hall of Fame or whether it be on the show. I'm just glad he's going to be there. And I hope I can be there as well.
Good point. Yeah, it'd be kind of neat for him to get down there at some point in time, at least, I would think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you come wrestle in Cleveland, you can stay with me.
Yeah, was the bookings out there? I'll wrestle anywhere. I've wrestled for birthday parties before multiple times, and I've done brawls and bars for money. Yeah, whatever. Not when it's beating people up, but like, where it's like a boyfriend in my hair, I think it'd be really cool if you beat me up in front of my girlfriend on our anniversary, and boom, there's the laminate one beating you up at your anniversary. So I really want birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings. I try to stay away from blitzes just because the whole circumcision thing kind of freaks me out, but you know, anything else I'm good for.
Yeah, not the time to get into a fight, really.
No, really, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good, but, you know, there is the odd misstep here and there.
There you go.
I'd hate to trip over a mortar.
Really? Oh, sorry for the apropos word, but yeah, Randy, talking about Chuck really quickly. Who do you think would be best to induct him into the Hall of Fame this year?
Oh, I don't know. I assume they're going to probably go with Hunter. But, you know, I don't know. I think he probably is easily the safest choice within WWE right now. I would love to see Flair, you know? But that's not going to happen. But I'd love to see that. That would be pretty cool.
Well, let me just throw this out. If you remember a few years ago when he was asked, when he finally gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, who would he like to induct him? He said Bret Hart. What do you think?
I do remember that. Okay. So I wouldn't say that's a definite no-no. I would say that's quite a good possibility, would draw quite strong ratings, and would have a lot of emotion behind that speech. And I don't know, I think it'd be a cool way to end a career and end a feud as well.
That would definitely do something about that.
Is it still time to change my pick? Am I allowed to change my pick now? Okay, I go with Bret then.
Okay, yeah, you could change your pick. So there it is. Your choice would be Bret Hart. That would
No,
that'd definitely be interesting. Absolutely. So you guys threw down last night at the Century City Casino here in Calgary. When's the next card and where is it going to be held?
Our next show for PWA in Calgary is on February 24th. No, sorry, okay. February 12th. And that would be again at the Century Casino.
Okay. And you're going to be up in Edmonton before then?
Yes, I believe we will. I'm just trying to find. You know, I'm horrible for dates. Truthfully, I'm the worst. As I say, please go to PWA.com and Facebook to check out our soon-to-be dates, because I'm bad. I just ask people, like, they're like, so who are you working on the show on Saturday? I'm like, this Saturday, okay.
Okay, so you basically, I got to wrestle next week? All right, I'll be there.
Yeah, I've never, like, don't get me wrong, I take my booking very seriously. I've never missed one, ever. And I never would think about it, missing one. But, I don't know. It's kind of, if you book me, I will come. I don't know. It just kind of happens. There's a Field of Dreams kind of thing going on. Or like Wayne's World 2. Like his Wayne's World 2.
So wait. You're a mysterious voice in a cornfield to build a baseball stadium?
No. I'm a naked Indian that walks through a desert.
Well, fair enough. I guess. I mean, personally, I thought the baseball field was cooler.
But I hang out with John Morrison, so that's pretty badass.
That is badass.
Do we have
to hang up on him? Can we just
Unfortunately, we got to move on. You know, Randy's got a life of his own, unlike us. We do have some more stuff that we got to get to before we call it a night tonight. So,
Randy, I got one last question for you, and going back to Shawn Michaels and the Hall of Fame thing. Because we were discussing this before you came on.
Okay.
If they were somehow able to get, say, a Sting or a Macho Man Randy Savage or someone like that, do you think that that name would overshadow Shawn Michaels, being that some of us around here consider Sting or Randy Savage to be the bigger name than Shawn Michaels because of the credentials that they bring and their time in the ring?
That's a personal opinion to me. I don't know. I would love to see Macho Man and Sting. I mean, come on. How could you, like, disregard either one of those guys as being legends in, like, the top 10 of greatness of all time? But Shawn Michaels, like I said, he goes hand in hand with WrestleMania. He's Mr. WrestleMania. He's the showstopper, you know? So, I don't know. You'd have to see the crowd reaction. But in my opinion, Shawn still has the young audience and the old audience, where it might be a more heavy older audience that would be cheering for the Sting or Macho. But like I said, huge Macho mark for sure. I mean, being named Randy, how can I not be? Feel like sacrilege. I have a question though, Tim. How many hard-boiled eggs could you eat in a row? Like, just sit down, boom, at the top step, boom. You got a glass of water. I mean, it's not like there's no time limit, but like just boom. And you can get up and walk around for a little bit in between if you want to digest, but, like, you're not eating anything in between.
How many hard-boiled eggs could I eat?
Yeah.
No, about 50.
Wow. That's pretty tough. And I also have one more question. Which do you like more from Ric Flair, the big woo or the subtle spin around woo?
Is that fear or for anybody else?
Okay, who wants to ask for it? I'm throwing it out there. Somebody hit me.
Oh, you know what? I prefer the bigger woo. You know why? Because there's more emphasis behind it. Yeah, the little one's more subtle, and you can use it as sort of a jab or an insult, but that big woo, man, when you lay on the figure four or something and they just tap out and you do that right in their face, you know that you're the better man.
That's fair enough, man. Fair enough. Here's our statement. All right, well, I guess you guys got to go, but I got one last thing to say before I hit the brick. And that is, if the women don't find you handsome, you should at least make them Randy.
There you go. All right.
So good. Take care. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I'll tell you what, just to make Splug happy, Randy, you've got an open invitation to come onto the show anytime you want, even if it's just to say hi or verbally kick him in the nards.
Oh, excellent. That's beautiful.
Do you do stand-up comedy? Can we find you on Facebook? Is there a way we can find you on Facebook?
You can find me on Facebook for sure, Randy Ravenous Myers. So look me up. And if anyone's got any bookings out there, like to book me, like I said, for bar mitzvahs or anything that doesn't involve a circumcision, I'm more than willing to come down.
There you go. All right, so you're going to have to get in touch with the promoter down in Ohio. Once again, thank you very much, buddy. That is, and that will always be the Ravenous One, Randy Myers, right here on the Wrestle Talk Radio. Once again, thanks very much, Randy.
No problem. Rock the Hawk for you.
All right, everybody. Hey, we just spent almost an hour on the phone with Randy Myers. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll come back right after this. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming your way.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
Website on the internet today brings you everything from
WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indies. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero says, whenever they wrestle, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling stars today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today,
Rob Van Dam,
Mr. Kennedy,
Christian Cage,
Brett Derry,
Candice Michelle,
Christy Hemme,
Jay Lethal,
Brett the Hitman Hart,
Sergeant Slaughter,
Ted DiBiase, the $1 million Man,
Paul Hogan, the greatest of all time,
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman,
and tomorrow,
Peter Wilson, Natty Neidhart,
Harry Smith,
Jack Evans,
get into the world of wrestling, online, it's the site that throws you, online, world of wrestling, www.onlineworldofwrestling.com, check it out today.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VOLiners.com.
VOLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free, and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcast. Join today.
On Sunday, January 30th, 2011, the entire wrestling industry will converge to Boston, Massachusetts, for the 2011 WRAs. It's the biggest public award show for the wrestling industry, and it only happens once a year. The voting booth is now open. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com to vote up to once per day for all of the coveted titles, such as Wrestler of the Year, Interview of the Year, Best Pro Wrestling Talk Show, Match of the Year, Hottest National Wrestling Babe, and many more categories. If you are in the wrestling industry and would like to participate in this year's festivities, either live or via Skype, for priority accommodation, please contact showdownnews@aol.com. We will see you on January 30th. For more information, please visit WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Hardy, the creator and owner of thehardyshow.com. Make sure to check us out. And you are listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Woohoo!
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Rough Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And that's a song that brought us in. It's called Superstar, in case you didn't figure it out. And it's me, yours truly, the superstar of the WTR. the one and only old LD. Did you like that one?
No, it just amused me that you said that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I was channeling JJ. You know, he's Mr. Money on the microphone, right? That's what he calls himself, you know? But he never called himself the superstar of the WTR. And so it was open. I took it. Nobody can blame me for stealing the moniker superstar. Right?
No, but we can blame you for a slight lapse in brain function. That was fucking retarded.
Now, Billy, don't forget.
You know what you sound like? You sound like, what's her name? Molly Shannon or whatever her name is, the chick from the movie with Will Ferrell? Superstar! You smell your pits when you get nervous?
Yeah, I think it's Molly Shannon, but don't quote me on that. I know her name's not Billy.
God. Of all the shit that spews out of your fucking pie hole, that might have been the most retarded thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay, well, what you need to do is quit playing World of Warcraft and read the Skype chat, genius. That's what I'm going to tell you, okay?
World of Warcraft is entertaining.
Yeah, but you're missing a big point here, and I'm going to just spill the beans because you totally destroyed what I was doing. And Omega knows about it, and Mace knows about it, and everything I was trying to accomplish. So I'm just going to tell everybody, we're going to have another guest on WTR next week. And this guest is a superstar. His name is Billy. His last name is Graham. Put them together. Who have you got, Omega?
None other than superstar Billy Graham.
This next Sunday, right
the
here
man
on the
that
Wild
was Bunch. More entertaining 10 years before his time.
I thought he
was. He was
Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan was even thought of.
I thought Billy Graham was dead.
Well, apparently not. Otherwise, we're going to have to call in Miss Cleo.
I know. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I literally didn't. From everything I had heard or whatever, I thought he was dead.
Well, no, he's not dead yet. He's still alive and kicking. And to prove it, he will be on Wrestle Talk Radio next Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. So mark that on your calendars, everybody. Let everybody know. Tell everybody you can get a hold of. We've got superstar Billy Graham on WTR next Sunday night. I'm excited about this one, Mace.
Well, the dude, like I just said, the dude was Hulk Hogan before Hulk Hogan was even a thought. This is going to be a good interview and probably somebody we can all learn a lot from.
Absolutely. And like I said, I'm looking forward to next Sunday. Can we just, like, end the show now and then go to bed and sleep until next Sunday and then just get up and do the show?
No.
No.
You can.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Some of us have, like, other shows to do.
I hear an old man joke coming on. Omega, be quiet. Don't you dare.
Aww.
No.
More bloody gag orders tonight. Seriously.
I'm telling you. Yeah, so everybody, Superstar Billy Graham on the program next week. But why don't we revisit our little discussion about Shawn Michaels going into the Hall of Fame before we were so rudely interrupted by ravenous Randy Myers calling in. Actually, we called him. We asked Randy who he thought might be a good choice to induct Sean into the Hall of Fame. What do you think?
I would not go with Brett because, frankly, the only reason people are going, oh, Brett should induct him, is because everybody's still wrapped up in the fucking controversy of the Survivor Series thing that happened, you know, how long ago? No, 20 years ago? Less than that, but, you know, it's been going for over a decade.
But didn't they already kill that when they hugged in the ring?
I think they killed a lot of things when they hugged in the ring.
Ratings for one.
I'm sure a lot of bets too.
Yeah,
I personally lost $50 when Shawn Michaels didn't show up with a knife in his head.
Oh, brother. But I want to make another suggestion, and I've made this before, and I'm sure people aren't going to agree with me. The Undertaker.
Really?
The man that retired him, the man that has had more 5-star matches with Shawn Michaels than Bret Hart ever has, should be the one to induct him.
I've
got a better one.
You gonna go for my backup? If we're on the same wavelength, Spug. We thinking
maybe,
a tag team?
Yeah, I was gonna say Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, Marty, that was the backup.
Marty Jannetty, or if you want to go really out there, the one individual who allowed Shawn Michaels to really be Shawn Michaels when he could have fired his ass, Vince.
Considering it's his Hall of Fame, I don't think you'd ever have Vince induct anybody.
No, but if you think about it, logically, if you think about it, the stories that we've heard about Shawn Michaels in the back and the way he was, or if you talk to some, still is. You know, sorry, I got a little tickle in my throat.
I can hear that's what Greg Helms usually is.
Dude, that's harsh.
Dude, yeah, I thought you were saving those jokes for Lita.
For real, yo?
I can't make a little dick joke about Lita, okay? China, yes. Lita, no.
You could, I guess.
One Night in Lita just doesn't have the same ring as One Night in China. That's all I'm going to say.
Anyway, if you think about all of that, the one of the more logical individuals to induct Shawn Michaels would be the man who kept him around for so long, because he either obviously saw earning power or potential in him. And that's Vince McMahon. I don't think you have Hunter do it, because Hunter's too cliche. I don't think that you have The Undertaker do it, although The Undertaker wouldn't be a bad choice. Marty Jannetty is a logical step. Or if he's still alive, I'm not sure. Jose Lothario.
No, Jose's not a ramp.
Yeah,
I was unaware. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be a dumbass. It's unfortunate that so many people in the wrestling industry, you know, pass away every year that it's hard to keep track. So I had no idea if he was around or not.
Yeah, unfortunately not. But yeah, one thing I can probably guarantee everybody is that China won't be inducting Sean.
Have you seen China lately? I don't think she could find the arena.
If they could make amends with Vince, what about Kevin Nash or Scott Hall?
Those are viable options, I think. And
I'd more go with Nash.
Yeah, as far
he's
as
offering money, that's all he loves.
Exactly. I was just about to say, as far as Vince is concerned. If it's going to make money, he'll spend the money. And he's got no problems doing business with anybody if there are dollar signs at the end of it. And there might be dollar signs to, offer the opportunity to Nash. But here's the thought. What about doing something unprecedented and having more than one person induct Sean?
Do it like a comedy roast? I mean, what are you going to do?
No, not like a comedy roast, but, you know, you see all of these awards programs all the time, you know, like the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, and sometimes you've got one person on the stage, sometimes you've got two, on the odd occasion, there's like three or four or even more that are all gathered around, and they're all taking turns talking about this person and the career. And you stop and you think about it, the career of Shawn Michaels is absolutely huge. Don't you think it would provide the right flavor if you had, like, two or three people taking turns talking about different parts of Shawn's career leading up to his induction?
I could see it. Oh, speaking of which, we just brought up Nash and Hall, right? And it brought a quick brain flash to my head. It's in Atlanta, the Hall of Fame in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What if Paul and Nash are inducted into the Hall of Fame? They were a very influential tag team.
I think that Hall has a date with rehab on that weekend.
On every weekend, so pretty good odds.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I think we should just publicly state Jose Lothario's not dead.
He's not dead? Okay, then Jose Lothario, you could have Jose Lothario induct him.
Okay, yeah, that would have been my mistake. You see, it's, you know, Spud thought Billy Graham was no longer with us. I thought that Jose had passed away. So
why can't you keep, why you people can't keep your obituaries straight?
Hey, you had to be told in chat. Shut up.
Hey, at least I made sure before I stuck my foot in my mouth.
Well, you stick your foot in your mouth on other things, so we'll let you go with it.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. So anyway, I wouldn't have a problem with like two or three people standing at the podium saying, you know, Sean did this, and then this is what happened during that time, and then the other guy is saying it, and then, ladies and gentlemen, you know, 2011 Hall of Fame inductee, Mr. Shawn Michaels, woohoo! You know, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Does it kind of demean the induction of everyone else before him or during the same show that's only going to have one person induct him? If you're actually just going to line up, you know, three or four superstars, you know, and former talents to actually do the same job?
That's a valid point. That really is a valid point and valid question.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it would. I don't know if it would be a little.
Okay, we're going to bring three people up to induct Shawn Michaels. They're all going to be bigger talents than your one guy. So you just have your 3 minutes and get the fuck off stage. Shawn's going to have 15.
Well, all right, think about it this way. If you're going to have three induct Shawn, why wouldn't you have had a couple induct Stone Cold? You know? Stone Cold certainly deserved more than Jim Ross or whoever inducted him.
Well, again, it was just food for thought. Really, I don't really see them doing two or more, but aside from the obvious choice, I don't know who else they might wind up getting. And of course, the obvious choice and the cliche choice would be Triple H.
I'm with Mays. I think you do Marty Jannetty.
Well, that would work too, right? So there it is. But seeing as we were talking about Shawn Michaels, you know, the term "the greatest of all time" was used for Shawn for the announcement of his induction. You know, that term, "the greatest of all time." It's thrown around a lot in wrestling. Has it lost its meaning?
I think a lot of phrases in wrestling have lost their meaning just for how overused they become.
What do you think, Spud?
I was going to let Mace go before me. I talked a lot.
Oh. Okay, Mace, what do you think?
Well, considering how often they used it, and, you know, they use it for just about everybody under the bloody sun, you know. I'm feeling personally that it's lost its its meaning. You know, when it used to be Once Upon a Time, when you think the greatest of all time, you think like Hulk Hogan. Now they could probably throw it on a guy like Santino Marella and people would go, yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
No. In that accent.
Sure, why not?
Intercontinental champion of all the times.
Exactly. Even variations like that pissed me off because. Okay,
oh, you
yeah,
love
I know.
The Hulk
and
Eater.
Who didn't?
Well,
love
true,
the
I did.
Like,
who didn't love the Hulk and Eater? Definitely. But you know, they seem to want to attach the greatest of this or that of all time to just about everybody. Can we at least have some greats and wait until they die off or something until we proclaim new ones? Do we need a new one every 6 months?
Well, you know, according
look,
to...
Take a look at the Hall of Fame class. They say every year, this is the greatest Hall of Fame class of all time. What?
Yeah. Well,
are we going to get them all into a battle royal at the end to find out who's the best of the best? Or something?
Well, first off... That would be kind of difficult to accomplish, but
that'd be a Hall of Fame ceremony. I'd sit all the way through.
And now from the clammy depths, Antonio Inoki. Ladies and gentlemen, we've brought Ms. Cleo out here tonight to channel the soul of Gorilla Monsoon for this one-on-one battle royal to the finish.
Yeah, but you've got to get Tony Schiavone to announce it.
Oh, only if he says, yeah, that'll put butts in the seats.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Gorilla Monsoon versus Andre the Giant? Yeah, that'll put butts in the seats.
Yeah, you got like a 6'4" skeleton being pinned by a 7'1" skeleton. I don't see the attraction there.
It's zombie wrestling, Tim.
For real?
No.
For
it's
real.
Night of the Living. It's the Evil Dead wrestling.
No,
not
no, it's zombie wrestling, you moron. Evil Dead, somebody's going to get a pencil shoved through their Achilles tendon.
Ah! And Gorilla Monsoon's hitting him with a foreign object. No, oh, no, he ripped his own leg off. Never mind.
It's not a foreign object. Yeah. So, oh, boy. Yeah, I think that, whoever thinks up catchphrases, what are you going to use to replace greatest of all time?
He quite possibly was very mediocre, perhaps the most mediocre of all time. Very average.
Behold, the most acceptable.
Ah!
Yeah,
the
most acceptable of all time.
God damn you, Canadian.
Why should we replace the phrase? Can we just stop using it so much that it can actually gain some meaning back?
No, because that's what we do in today's age, mate. We overhype and oversell everything. You know why? Because if you don't buy it, you're gonna die!
Hey, dude, I gotta tell you one thing. This is the greatest segment of all time.
We just had Rainy
Iron. I'm still waiting for it to have the greatest great debate of all time.
Oh, the greatest great debate of all time. Who would be the greatest of all time?
Tim? Noah would say your mom was the greatest lay of all time.
What does a Hawaiian wreath have to do with that?
Noah, you know, of the Ark, your daddy.
Hey, pay attention. You said Noah's greatest lay of all time. This is, okay, I was just, never mind.
You fail. Shut up.
No, I don't. You just don't understand hybro.
You fail.
And
shut your mouth.
Like that. No, you shut your mouth. I don't want to shut my mouth. You shut your mouth. That was the greatest shut your mouth of all time.
Was it vintage?
Whoa.
Everybody
said it around lightly.
What was that, Mace?
The greatest vintage of all time.
Beyond 1849.
Okay, can we please see Michael Cole get his ass kicked in the ring?
Greatest ass kicking of all time.
The most vintage. No, that would be the most vintage greatest ass kicking of all time.
I can't believe that I was watching Raw a couple of weeks ago, and Miz is wrestling, and he goes, "Vintage Miz," and I went, "Has Miz really been around long enough to do something vintage? Did he change movesets or something?"
Yeah, well, you've missed it. I think it was the second week of the first season of NXT. Michael Cole did, like, I think it was Skip Sheffield or something, and he said, "Vintage Skip Sheffield," and it was the dude's second week on television.
Oh, my God.
People and now making his debut, vintage debut!
It's a vintage debut, yeah.
I need to get back into wrestling or something and come up with a gimmick that has the word vintage in it. And
so
somehow
they use the word time.
And yeah, and somehow get the
call yourself Mr. Vintage.
Mr. Vintage.
True. Vintage, vintage! Look at that move! That was vintage, vintage!
God, I'd shoot myself after like 5 minutes in the ring.
Oh God.
I could stand that.
I think everybody'd shoot you after 5 minutes in the ring.
Cole'd give himself an aneurysm having to say vintage so much.
Hey, you know what? That might almost be worth it.
I might agree with you on that
point.
Okay, there you go. So we'll come up with a gimmick where they have to call you vintage and get Michael Cole to call the match. Vintage with a vintage dropkick. Just saying.
Oh, good Lord. Would that be like Chris Jericho having a 1,004 vintage moves? All of them being vintage arm drag.
Oh, that just gave me
arm drag.
Yeah, that just gave me inspiration for WrestleBook. Thanks, guys.
As long as it's better than your last attempt.
Oi. The last attempt. Shut up.
Just saying. As long as it's better than your last attempt. Fuck dick.
Oh, God. You know what? They could use it in TNA to get Cole to stop saying it.
But Cole's not in TNA.
No. Yeah. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. TNA wrestling needs to trademark vintage. They need to name a wrestler. You could have, just nickname him like the fine vintage, and then sue WWE every time Cole talks.
You see, there you go. You picked up on it, Omega. Have, I don't know, AJ Styles add the word vintage to his name, so he'd be the vintage AJ Styles, and then Cole could never say it again.
He'd be the phenomenally vintage AJ Styles.
He'd find a way to use a different word to annoy the shit out of us, and then we'd turn that into some stupid drinking game.
Well, what's a homonym for vintage?
Classic,
but that's Colt Cabana.
Yeah, so they can't use classic, otherwise Cole will sue. But then
retro?
Again, I was going to continue with putting down Colt Cabana, but okay. How about awesome? Awesome, is that really vintage? No.
No.
I believe they trademarked that anyway.
Yeah.
Because they have the Miz.
So we could probably spend an hour talking about this, or we could maybe talk about Gregory Helms, or we could just do quick hits and end the show.
We could. We'd be on time for once.
Rock's got a very good way to
say
vintage.
Yeah, I got a response.
And I say...
I got...
Yeah, and I say, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
All right, it's time for quick hits. Hey, everybody, it's the new they.
Who are the ones who are going to be doing the answers to the questions? Do you like how I did that, Omega? You see what I did there? Thanks.
See, and yet again, a gimmick where there's a them or a they has failed. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. No worries. I was just, you know, it was a preemptive fail because TNA is doing it all over again. I mean, we had they last year. Do they have to do they again? Talk about recycling. Anyway, just for that belt, Spud, you got the first question. What wrestler would you like to see a real-life documentary reality show based around?
Jesse Ventura, because I want to know how much acid that guy does in the morning before he goes out and hunts down his conspiracy theory.
I was about to say, they already have a reality show for Jesse Ventura. It's called Conspiracy Theory.
No. I want to know the drugs he does before he goes and researches these. Because some of them are fucked up.
Oh, yeah. If you've never seen Conspiracy Theory, you've got to check it out. Because there's some way far out things out there. But, I don't know. Has he tackled ancient aliens yet?
He did a little bit. He started to. The one that I really got into, because I'm honestly a believer in this, was the 9/11 conspiracy.
Oh God, yeah.
Shutting it, shut that down now.
I'm not getting into it. I'm just saying, like, the show that he did about it was.
I'm done.
Would you
shut up?
Let me finish a sentence. That show was interesting. The other one, when he got into aliens, the ancient alien stuff, like, it was way far out there, dude. Like, way far out there.
Yeah, the ancient aliens were where the conspiracy is the Greek gods were actually from outer space.
The Egyptians, too.
Yeah, them too, yeah. Okay. So, there you go, Jesse Ventura. Mace, your first question of the night. What are three things you would do to re-energize the TNA X Division?
Three things to re-energize the TNA X Division. Okay, number one, I'd actually let them put on some fucking matches. Number two, I would probably bring back the Ultimate X. And number three, I'd probably go back to the six-sided ring because the amount of spring that you can get not only from the ropes but from the mats is a lot better for those types of matches than the four-sided ring.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there's your third.
Omega, what is the one thing you enjoy most about tuning into Monday Night Raw?
This is a tough one.
Oh, come on, Omega. You know you love our little get-together chats during Raw where we make fun of everybody.
You could even pick that if you wanted.
Now, if I actually have to pick something that's actually on Raw... Jeez, this is... It's actually tough because all my favorite wrestlers aren't on the show anymore.
There are great tag teams on Raw, Omega.
Spug, no.
But I will, honestly, right now, it's The Miz.
Okay.
Yeah, I tune in. I like seeing him work. I like seeing him on the mic. But then I have to hear Cole, you know, shouting from the announcing booth like he's ready to jump in the ring and blow him there on the spot.
That has to be the biggest downside to The Miz being on Raw.
That
I bet.
Was a vintage Michael Cole blowjob.
answer me this just quickly. What do you reckon is more annoying to hear? Michael Cole or Justin Bieber fans?
Oh, God, no. You can't choose.
What if Cole was a Bieber fan?
He probably is.
Have you seen his hair? He probably is a Bieber fan.
Yeah. I think he's the founding member of the Justin Bieber fan club. The charter member, as it were. Oh, Omega, just because you brought up Justin Bieber, you've got to answer
I didn't bring him up.
You mentioned him.
No, you did.
No, Mace did. Pay attention. Anyway, you get the second question anyway. If you had the talent to become a rapper, what would your rapper name be?
Oh, good Lord. I'm trying to picture a dimension where this is possible. I just... not happening.
Okay,
it'd have to be like a rap crew, because I'd have to call it the Two White Crew.
The Two White Crew. All of a sudden, I've got an image in my head of Kurt Angle rapping.
Oh, no, I can just hear their hit single right now. Oh, me so honky. Oh, me so honky. Oh, me so honky. Me love you, white time.
Me love tofu. Yeah. Oh, God.
No broccoli.
No broccoli.
Chicken fried rice? But no, I want vegetable fried rice, but with chicken?
No broccoli. That's how I get my fried rice. I get vegetable fried rice. Chicken. Not chicken fried rice. They make it different. God damn it.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm not going to sit here and explain this to someone. Especially a white Canadian.
Shut up. That was still a funny phone call. Anyway, Spud, just for that, you've got the second question here. This past week, it's been 10 years since the final original ECW event. Now, in 5 words or less, sum up the legacy of the original ECW.
Groundbreaking, revolutionary, insane, fun.
Groundbreaking, revolutionary, insane fun. Yeah, okay, that works. Final question of the night goes to Mace, and I, Mace, just have to tell you, once again, you can't blame me for these questions. I'm not the one who thinks them up. But here's your second question.
And Spug, be quiet.
Yes, Spug, hush. Mace, if you were a female body part, what female body part would you like to be? Wow.
Oh.
Shut up, Fudge. Shut up.
Last week he was a fruit, this week he's a female body part. This has got to be confusing.
My side hurt.
Never gonna get through this one.
No. Because I can't even. I'm trying to think of something and I've got nothing.
And I know exactly what Mace is going through. I know him too well. I know exactly what body parts he's picturing and rejecting. No, I don't want to do that because... No, I don't want to be...
I'm trying to work out the one that's not going to end this rolling on the floor laughing for 16 hours.
That's none of them.
Yeah, you can't say that either. Especially tonight, you can't say that.
I'd go labia.
just call yourself the Drake, you know.
No, I have this, and I will have to explain it afterwards.
All right.
I would be the credit card, because the women always have it attached to their bloody hands.
You see, I was thinking that, seeing it's the female body part, you might call yourself the tank, because you taint quite a cunt, you taint quite an asshole.
Nah.
No.
That'd be the credit card. I always get a workout, and I'm always traveling.
And you get swiped a lot.
Yeah, sure.
And when a woman has her hands on you, you're broke.
Yeah, but that's pretty much. Spit it out, Omega. You can do it.
Oh, so Tim, I want to share this with you real quick before we go off the air.
Okay.
I have an app on my phone that is an updater for the website textsfromlastnight.com.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of really good ones last night before I went to bed. The best one being a text from my area code that said, cleaning up after they left. Having a house full of toddlers is like having a house full of tiny hammered people. I just found a fucking carrot in a sock.
Tiny hammered people. Who puts a carrot in a sock? Drunk people and kids.
Exactly.
What were they doing? Oh, never. It was a girl, and she was practicing safe. Never mind.
Wow.
Safe masturbation with a vegetable, not a fruit.
God damn it.
Oh my God, I'm moving to the country and I'm going to need a lot of peaches.
I hate you.
The show started great. It was fantastic interview with Ravenous Randy Myers. Randy, thanks once again for being on. All of a sudden, we come back from break and it's a train wreck. So, guys, I think pretty much, you know, standard for the course.
Another greatest night of all time right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yep.
It was vintage
Wrestle Talk Radio. Vintage episode. You might say a Tim Stein edition of Wrestle Talk Radio.
Oh, you prick. You are so prick.
Oh.